This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at the conclusion of this segment, as long as I don't forget, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the show of your choice at Wolf Trap this summer. So keep listening for your chance to win that. It's coming up very soon.
See, your job got a lot easier.
I don't.
Just a lot easier. And for our entire radio career, the guy that had this job or the woman that had this job had a tough job.
Okay. But it's easy now. Can I get a hint? It's butt easy, this job.
I don't know if it's butt easy, but it's a lot easier than it had been.
Don't know.
Selling season tickets for the Commanders.
Oh, that is true. That's a very good point.
Like, if you were in charge of selling the soap for years and years, you had a bad product.
Sure.
You had Dan Snyder. You had all these people that said, I'm never giving that guy any money. And then all the complaints that we would hear about a losing team, going to that stadium, which is still there, it kind of vanished with Jaden Daniels. Sure. Once they started winning, all of a sudden people want to go to games.
I couldn't imagine.
And now the excitement, they made a run to the NFC Championship game. The excitement is there. And then you've got a GM. I mean, how many times have I heard over years from Vinny Serrato to Bruce Allen, they need a competent GM from Cakes.
They finally got it.
So they finally got a guy in Adam Peters.
Yep.
And he's made a trade for Marshawn Lattimore. He's made a trade for Deebo Samuel. Now he's made a trade for Laremy Tunsil. Like, selling season tickets, that should be an easy sell this year.
Oh, I think so. They should be. I think so. I mean, how many?
Do you remember the home opener last year? Even the home opener last year, I don't think sold out.
Right.
Against the Giants.
Giants was
week
the
two.
Home
they
opener.
Lost to That's Tampa right. in the first right. game. Then they had the Giants, and I remember it was embarrassing. It was like they can't even sell out a home opener.
Could you imagine?
It's going to be jumping next year.
Could you imagine
year?
Picking up the phone and trying to sell people season tickets when your quarterbacks were Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke?
And sprinkling that, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And that carousel. Yeah, from our guy Ryan Fitzpatrick. That carousel of bad quarterbacks. And now it's just you've got an all pro. Basically, that's leading the team for the next decade.
They escaped the era. Yeah. And this era lasted for basically a quarter of a century of people saying same old skins.
Yep. Well, speaking of eras, a new era is hitting Southwest Airlines to pivot. They're getting rid of bags fly free. They're just going to become Southwest. What they're known for, your bags fly free if you're on Southwest.
And they're getting rid of you can sit wherever you want.
I mean,
they're going old school.
Like, what's happening? What's happening in Southwest? Like,
they obviously were losing some money and had to change things.
I guess, that used to be their calling card. The reason you would fly Southwest was it's festival seating, and your bags would fly free.
Yeah.
Now they're just amongst a line of faceless airlines, and everybody they charge for bags.
Yeah.
And it's just an end of a long era.
It
for
is. Look,
Southwest.
I'm not a huge stock guy, but I just punched up Southwest Airlines, and
In 2021, I'm not great with charts.
Yeah.
They're up here.
Right.
And this is where they are now.
Yeah. It's
so they're trying to shake it up.
Taking a bit of a dip.
Yeah. I don't know. I will say that
that's like a 5-year dip.
My last experience with Southwest was very good. Mm-hmm. I think I've had like two recent. Typically, we're United people just because we have the credit card thing. We use it for the miles.
Yeah.
And we use it quite a lot. But Southwest has been good to us, too. I have to say I've been pleased with my experience there.
So starting May 28th, only Southwest's most elite Rapid Rewards A-list preferred members and passengers who book their top-tier business select fares will receive 2 free checked bags. Frequent flyer A-list members, Southwest-branded credit card holders, and other select customers will be allowed 1 checked bag.
We have a Southwest card. So.
Okay, so you get one.
So get one.
You get one.
Fine. Say that again.
You're a Southwest guy, right?
Yes.
You got to get a Southwest card.
Only Southwest's most elite Rapid Rewards A-list preferred members.
I'm a Rapid Rewards guy, but I don't know if I'm A-list.
You might have to double-check that. See if you're amongst the elite.
For big sillies only.
Yeah.
This is how you destroy a brand. I mean, Southwest for years was one of the most loyal brands out there. Mm-hmm. People flew Southwest because they love to be a part of it. They they like the choosing your own seats. They love, of course you love the bags fly free. You have to find another way to raise profits, whatever it is. Because now there's no difference between you and all the other soul-sucking airlines out
right
there.
In.
I don't care if you're a flight attendant has a big smiley face. I don't care about that. Are you guys sing and dance when you land?
Right. I could do without that, by the way.
It's irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you're constantly getting over. And that's right. What, like, Southwest felt like they were giving you a little something.
Sure.
That's why I like them.
It's actually ridiculous. So I brought up the stock price, which has been going down for the last 3 or 4 years. But their profits, it says here, were $6.1 billion, which was almost a 7% increase from last year.
It seems like a lot of profits.
They're just,
now again, I'm no
they're just getting
expert.
Over on the man. Because, look, it's like when you go to when you're just in the airport, mm-hmm. and you go to the places to eat,
sure.
the prices are way more expensive
right.
because they got you.
You're held captive in
right.
there.
So they got you, and they're going for more profits. Because they know if you don't fly south, what are your other options, right? You're going to fly somewhere else. It's going to still end up being just as expensive, if not more expensive.
Right.
I'm telling you, I go to the bottom of the basement. I'll do Frontier. I'll do Spirit. I don't care.
I can't.
You remember
I stop.
How to fight if you're going to
hit those
airlines.
I've always had good experiences.
Yeah,
but those are the ultimate nickel and dime airlines. I want the opposite of being nickel and dimed. Just give me the price.
Yeah.
Give me something fair. And give me one little perk, something special, where I don't feel like I'm being absolutely screwed by you.
That you're getting
That's
bent
all
over.
I ask for. Give me one thing. One bag.
All I
want. Why are they saying they're doing this? I mean, I was speculating on stock price. What has Southwest Airlines said? Because I agree with you, Drab. You distinguish yourself from the market. You have your certain brand, and now you've damaged it.
Listen, they're a business. They're just trying to maximize profits, and they see that they could squeeze a little more dough out of it.
Yeah, but now I'm not going to go to Southwest first to book my flights. I'm just going to go to see what the cheapest is.
Here's a critic.
Well, could do that.
Maybe Drab T-Shirt sent this line in to this article. It said, when 97% of your customers say they fly you because of your bags fly free policy, and you make dramatic changes to it, you are telling almost all of your customers, your business doesn't matter to us anymore. We're watching an airline self-destruct. This is the equivalent of deliberately sailing a ship into an iceberg.
Now, maybe they had no choice, because what I'm reading here is that they had to shore up their earnings, that they just had their first ever in 54 years company-wide layoffs.
Right.
So they clearly are having some money problems.
I used to be a Southwest guy, but those sellouts lost a customer and me today. This is like Chick-fil-A getting rid of Chick-fil-A sauce. You just blend in with everyone else now.
But Chick-fil-A hasn't gotten rid of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, hell no. That's bread and butter right there.
Apparently, Southwest has been under intense pressure from an activist investor to improve its financial performance after struggling to keep pace with changing customer preferences post-pandemic.
Look, we all want to get the best deal we can, but there are other things that I think are probably more important than your bag flying for free. You want to be on time. I personally want to have an updated plane with like freaking power on it.
Safety is the number one priority.
Well, of course, that goes without saying.
Above all.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you don't want to. Some of these airlines, they're notorious. They miss connections. They're late. You want to be reliable, on time. I like a nice new plane where I have freaking USB outlets, power outlets. I could settle in. I want the freaking staff to be pleasant. I want a song and dance. So those things are also important. Price, very important. But there are other things that are important too. I've been pleased with my Southwest experience.
No offense, but you're in a tax bracket above. You're not a budget airline guy. That's what Southwest's bread and butter is.
Right.
They're speaking to the Valdez and
they
Drabs
don't feel
out there.
Budget.
Hey, I'm a budget guy.
Let me say this: they did not feel budget when I flew on Southwest just like a week ago, and I'm flying this week. I think I'm flying I'm flying United. The plane was silly, brand new plane. All the little fancy tricks and accoutrements for everything. Mm-hmm. The Wi-Fi was working great. I had power everywhere. Loved it. On time. Got in, got out. The dumb thing where you stand in line, A60 or whatever. It worked quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was pleased. I don't know.
Yeah, but I've never spent over $400 for a flight from Southwest. And every single time I've flown there.
Right.
So, but... And then your bags fly free.
But now that's gonna change. You're definitely gonna spend over.
I don't know.
Now.
I feel like
it's a big risk. It's a big risk, and I've seen other companies do this before. I remember watching 60 Minutes years ago, and JCPenney, and I'm not a JCPenney customer. JCPenney was known for sales,
yep.
And they had a CEO who took over, and he said, I want to quit all this garbage stuff where we're sending out coupons all the time and everything's coupons and everything's sales. So he was like, we're just going to come up with the price and that's what it's going to be. And the business tanked and then they went back to sales.
Yeah, imagine their stonk price is not very high at this point.
I have no idea what it is now.
Oh, I don't know either.
So it can't
be great.
It's a risk, whatever the CEO or whoever you said, this big investor has said that they need to do better with their money. They've done layoffs, and now they're changing their brand. I bring up all the time, Boston Market. Boston Market used to crush it. Not Boston Market, Chicken Out. We love Chicken Out, both of them.
That's a local regional.
Okay. But then all of a sudden, started expanding the menu.
Like, let's make our menu like the Cheesecake Factory.
The only reason why they did that, I'm sure, was a response to grasping.
Because Chicken Out, at first, it was like, you go and get your chicken.
Nobody messes with the formula when you're killing
it. They got away from their core
business. Yes, their core business was chicken, and they had an unbelievable mashed potatoes, if you remember.
Just sell that.
No, the problem is, I spent $230 on a flight to Hilton Head, nonstop from BWI all the way to Savannah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're going to charge me to take my bag and my golf clubs, $50 a piece, now I'm paying 40% more on top of my flight just to bring my bags along. That doesn't compute with me.
Yeah. I feel like that maybe I'm just wrong, but I feel like they were making it up in other ways somehow. I don't know.
Just by volume. They were making it up because they were popular. And so when you have that volume, you can charge a cheaper price.
I feel like I'm either paying for bags on the front end or the back end somehow, some way. My ticket price is more and I'm getting free bags. I mean, maybe that's not the case with Southwest, but.
This is a prime example of if you give a business an inch, they're just gonna swallow you whole. Because whoever started this 5 years or 10 years ago, whatever it was, and everyone had a huge outcry, and then every airline after that followed suit. Just like they do with like the value menu, they get away, they take things off, and then now fast food prices are $14 for a value meal, whatever it is. You have to hold businesses accountable if they do something you don't like. So I will boycott. I'll take the lead. I will boycott Southwest until they bring those bags back.
And if I'm the CEO of
Spirit, they're gonna fly you right into a ditch.
No, Spirit's fine. If I'm the CEO of one of those other companies, I swoop in because they were the only ones. I'm going to be like, you know what? You're not going to do anymore. We're going to be that guy.
Look, we're in turbulent times economy-wise.
I like it with the airlines.
We're in turbulent times economy-wise. Prices are going up for everything. It's unfortunate. It sucks. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find another airline that's like cheaper. Unless you're willing to go literally with the worst people on earth.
Dude, Spirit, I'm telling you, I've been on it many times because they fly to Puerto Rico and some of those places. I've never had a bad experience. I know that there's an occasional fight that you'll see that'll make national news. That's not on the regular.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I've also done Frontier and had no problems.
All right,
you're not going to get your fancy accoutrement there, but it'll get you from point A to point B.
How are those pilots? Those guys got any training at all?
I have no idea. I would guess on Frontier and Spirit, you barely get a seatbelt.
Yeah, you probably got some rookie pilot, fresh out of pilot school. I don't know. I want a pot-bellied old man. That's what I want.
All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to a show of your choice for the 2025 Wolf Trap season coming up this summer at Wolf Trap. Joe Bonamassa, Bare Naked Ladies with Sugar Ray, Ringo Starr, Buddy Guy, and many more. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You win, so call now.